KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy and 32 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of light rain or snow mix later this afternoon, a high around 40, winds out of the north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for our patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In the news, four people were said to have been seriously injured during a collision between an SUV and a pickup Sunday afternoon near DeSoto. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2012 Chevy Silverado was traveling south on Highway 169 at around 3 p.m. as a 2019 Toyota 4Runner was exiting I-80 and turning south. The vehicles collided, causing the pickup to roll over and come to rest in the west ditch on its top. The SUV came to rest on the southbound lane of Highway 169. Both drivers, 60-year-old Scott Toland of Winterset and 70-year-old Constantino Alvarez of Estherville, along with the passengers in Alvarez's vehicle, 63-year-old Michael Bradshaw and 41-year-old Michael Matheen, both of Estherville, were injured in the crash. Toland and Bradshaw were flown by helicopter to Mercy and Methodist hospitals in Des Moines. Alvarez and Matheen were transported to the same hospitals by Dallas County EMS. The Iowa State Patrol says the pursuit of a Ford F-350 pickup that began Sunday morning in Mills County ended with the crash and the injury of three teens in Montgomery County. Authorities say the pickup, driven by a 16-year-old from Carter Lake, was being pursued at around 8:50 a.m. by Mills County deputies and Glenwood police, eastbound on Highway 34 from the Glenwood area. The chase entered Montgomery County on Highway 34, and when the pickup approached Avenue A, the driver attempted to turn left, but the vehicle was traveling too fast. The pickup went out of control and entered the north ditch off Highway 34 before hitting a culvert and then rolling over and coming to rest on its roof. Three passengers in the vehicle, a 17-year-old and two 14-year-olds, one of whom was not wearing a seatbelt, were transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. The Iowa Department of Corrections said Sunday that 21-year-old Jesse Aaron Shipley, who was convicted of theft in the first degree and other crimes in Pottawatomie County, failed to report back to the Council Bluffs Residential Correctional Facility as required Sunday morning. Shipley is a white male, 5 feet 11 inches tall, weighs 239 pounds. He was admitted to the work release facility on August 15th. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should contact police. A picture of the man is in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A traffic stop in Adams County on a vehicle with a faulty brake light resulted in the arrest at around 2:30 Sunday morning of a man from Union County. Sheriff's officials say Casey Mitchell of Thayer was arrested for OWI first offense. He was also charged with having an open container and expired registration. Firefighters from Marnie and Atlantic were called to the scene of a vehicle fire Saturday evening on Interstate 80 westbound, just east of mile marker 51. The incident was reported at around 6:35 p.m. Dispatch reports that the vehicle was being towed by a Dodge Durango when it erupted into flames for some reason. No injuries were reported. The right lane of I-80 was blocked for a time from exit 46 or County Road M-47 to exit 54, Iowa Highway 173 near Marnie. While crews worked on putting out the flames and clearing the scene, there was no other information released. Well, a public forum featuring candidates for the Atlantic School Board will be held this evening at 7 o'clock in the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium. The candidates for three seats on the board include incumbent Jenny Williams and challengers Mark C. Fagan, Nicholas Hunt, Laura McLean, and Benjamin Winford. At the beginning of the forum, each candidate will provide a brief introduction with audience questions to follow. An Iowa Western Community College Community Service Project seeks to collect donations of canned food this week in Atlantic, according to Leanne Wolf Dawson, communications instructor for the Iowa Western Atlantic campus. Students in the Monday, Friday, and Wednesday public speaking class created a Can the Cart food drive to seek donations for the Atlantic Food Pantry. Their project was spurred by a visit to the food pantry in September. Each day this week, Monday through Friday, a grocery cart will be in the entryway at Iowa Western Cass County Center in Atlantic. Also, a glass jar to collect spare change and other monetary donations will be on the front counter at Iowa Western to help change hunger, too. On Wednesday from 2 until 3 p.m., canned food donations and monetary donations will be accepted in the Iowa Western parking lot in Atlantic. You simply drive up and donate your canned food and or money to benefit the Atlantic Food Pantry. Wolf Dawson says their students don't want anyone to be hungry and they want to do what they can to help our communities and the local food pantry. Ivy has graciously let the students borrow a cart, and the goal is to fill that empty grocery cart with canned food and non-perishable items and donate those items and monetary donations to the Atlantic Food Pantry. Some of the best items you can donate include canned fruit, peas, canned pork and beans, canned tomato soup, canned chicken noodle soup, canned tuna, canned beef ravioli, Jiffy corn muffin mix, macaroni and cheese, along with hamburger helper, cereal, sides of pasta and sauce, peanut butter, toilet paper, liquid laundry detergent, and basically anything, including monetary donations. In the funeral announcements, Helen Flathers, age 90, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A memorial service for Helen Flathers will be today at 2 o'clock at Atlantic Specialty Care. Bobby Bob Gene Gress, age 82, a native of Atlantic, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Bob Gress will be today at 3 o'clock at the United Church Westside in Westside. Huebner Funeral Home has the arrangements. Mardell Stewart, age 94, of Brooklyn Heights, New York, and formerly of Audubon, died October 22nd. Funeral services for Mardell Stewart will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Richard Chris Jorgensen, age 70, of Council Bluffs, died Saturday at the VA Medical Center in Omaha. A funeral service for Richard Jorgensen will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Robert D. Garner, age 76, of Atlantic, died Thursday. A celebration of life memorial service for Robert Garner will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. John McFarland, age 62, of Greenfield, died October 24th at Iowa Lutheran Hospital in Des Moines. A celebration of life gathering for John McFarland will be Saturday at from 2 until 5 at the Hotel Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Alberta Becker, age 93, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. A celebration of life service for Alberta Becker will be held November 4th at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Floyd Pierce, age 92, who is formerly of Cumberland, died October 22nd at the Salem Lutheran Homes. Services for Floyd Pierce are pending for a later date. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for our patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.